flesh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. My grandfather died on January 1st, 1970, when my father was 17. I don't have a good memory, but I can remember the chesa. The memorial service, performed each year on the eve of my grandfather's death anniversary, was the only time my family pretended ghosts were real. My sister and I were supposed to listen to them, my grandfather and later our grandmother. We were supposed to, in our heads, listen to them as we bowed, as we poured soju, as we moved their chopsticks from plate to plate. But I never got good at this, the listening, because even as a kid, I knew you couldn't just do that. There was supposed to be a process, long and painful, for that kind of thing. When I was 10, I started playing violin. I started smoking cigarettes when I was 12. I can't remember when I started being self-conscious about the way I looked. It could have been in first grade, when Brian Provenzano told me I couldn't read with him and his friends because I was Chinese. I wasn't, and still am not, Chinese. I think pretty soon after, I started styling my hair obsessively. When I was 16, I heard the late Beethoven quartets for the first time. The slow movement of Opus 132, I thought was an ocean in the most endless room, expanding forever. And it felt like I would break myself just listening to that song. I think it's really hard to replicate the experience of listening to living, breathing sound. Sound that's coming from warm, delicious bodies that are close to you. Some have come close, and it's worth it when that happens. But most lose too much, until the loss is all you feel. I was 14 when I heard Bob Dylan's voice for the first time. And the listening was like a door I never knew could be opened. Like a Victoria's Secret commercial or a Nobel Prize. There's supposed to be a process. Here's one. When it's not too hot and not too cold, and I've had enough sleep, or not quite enough, and when my body is easy, ideas seep into me, like poison. And when this happens, I taste it. It's cold and serious, and happy to see me. On other days, I try to be grateful. I talk to myself like I would my students. Kind and assured. There's a process for this kind of thing, so be patient. Every year I'm expected home on December 31st to perform the chesa with my family. My father insists on this. My father, who drives in silence, who engineers traffic systems, who doesn't listen to music, needs this ceremony so he can listen to his ghosts. And I can't help but oblige him, a man so deep in his process. What will I become when he's gone?
Yeah.